Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai. With the top stories from Tuesday, here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
It's rare to see a bipartisan endorsement in Washington, D.C., but Democratic West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin endorsed Republican Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski for re-election. Senator Manchin and Senator Murkowski jointly appeared recently on CNN's State of the Union with Jake Tapper for an interview on how bipartisanship achieves better results for the American people.
My dear friend Lisa Murkowski, Alaska could only be so lucky to have her continue to serve them.
Thank you.
She knows I feel that way, too, very strongly. Anything I've said is hypocritical to basically work with a person day in and day out, and then when they're in cycle, you're supposed to be against them because they have an R or a D by their name. If these are good people I've worked with, we have accomplished a lot, why in the world wouldn't I want to work with them and continue to work with them? Doesn't matter whether I'm a Democrat and they're Republican or vice versa. They've been my dear friends, and we get a lot accomplished, and I think the country is fared better with us working together than not.
Senator
McCaskey. There used to be a time when we did that.
I know.
Stevens and Inouye. Legendary.
I'm all for you, buddy.
They would go and campaign in one another's states.
Oh, Stevens from Alaska and Inouye from Hawaii.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Would campaign for each other.
Yeah.
Senator Murkowski said that she agreed with the comments from Senator Manchin, saying that she would endorse him if he decides to run again. In the video, Senator Murkowski spoke on her friendship with Manchin, major bipartisanship achievements such as the Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act, which now is law, current efforts on election reform, and her focus on putting Alaskans first. Both senators added that it's a difficult time not to be strictly partisan. Both were part of a small group of bipartisan legislators that worked through the infrastructure bill and are using a similar approach to now address election reform. Congressman Don Young recently spoke on the U.S. House floor in favor of the Postal Service Reform Act. It addresses the finances and operations of the USPS, requiring the Office of Personnel Management to establish the Postal Service Health Benefits Program for employees and retirees and provides for coordinated enrollment of retirees under this program and Medicare. The bill repeals the requirement that the USPS annually prepay future retirement health benefits. Additionally, the USPS may establish a program to enter into agreements with an agency of any state government, local government, or tribal government, and with other government agencies to provide certain non-postal products and services that reasonably contribute to the costs of the USPS and meet other specified criteria. Congressman Young on the House floor.
This is a good bill. I've been working on this program for actually 48 years. I was here when they stopped the post office when we used to run it, and we caused this mess, and you guys are cleaning it up. And I want my colleagues to know this is the right way to go for the post office. Try living in Alaska when you don't have any roads. Try not having anything but your post office. Try not get your medicines. The post office is the key to the communities in Alaska. This bill solves all the problems for the post office. I'm proud of the work you've done. I want to thank the staff that worked on this legislation. It was a hard issue because there are some people say, oh, let them go. Let them go private. Don't worry about it. You can't run something like this in the state of Alaska because of our distances, the lack of transportation. The post office is the key to the economy in our great state.
House Resolution 3076 says that the USPS may develop and maintain a publicly available dashboard to track service performance and support regularly on its operations and financial condition. The bill says the Postal Regulatory Commission annually must submit to the USPS an expense budget and conduct a study to identify the causes and effects of postal inefficiencies relating to large envelopes. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.